录第十四章了。
Tonight we'll be looking into Revelation chapter 14.
十三章里头就说到那两个在巴塞那里边的主角。
In chapter 13, it tells us two of the main characters during the Great Tribulation.
一个是敌基督。
One is the Antichrist.
一个是假先知。
And the other is the false prophet.
这两个撒旦的手下。
And these two followers of Satan.
他们控制了大灾难呢三年半的 时光。
They control the time of the 3.5 years during the Great Tribulation.
从表面上看来。
And externally,
好像他们在地上已经是没有人能阻挡他们。
It seems as if there's no one that could stop them on earth.
他们所做的，他们所说的，只允许人去跟随，而不允许人去反对。
All that they say and do only allows for man to follow and cannot resist.
如果有任何的反对在那里，他就不让他们活。
And if there's any resistance, they would not allow for those to live.
那如果光是看外面的情形
And so if we look at the condition from without
好像神在那段日子里边显不出什么
It seems as if in those days God cannot manifest any of himself
但是感谢神
But we thank God
就是在这一个敌基督的权势很明显的显露出来的时候
It is during this time when the power, the authority of the Antichrist is so relevant.
圣灵的启示里也指出有一批圣徒他们是很坚决的站在神的那一边
That the Holy Spirit reveals to us there is this group of saints that would stand very firmly on the side of God.
不过我们读启示录的时候我们也记得
But as we read Revelation, we also remember
主对约翰说话的那一个方式
The way in which God speaks to John
先是把天上的安排心思来做了一点
first,
发表
First God reveals the heart the will that he has first in heaven
然后就说出地上的反应
And then he tells us the response that there is on earth
或者说
In other words
地上将要发生的事情
What would about to happen on earth
天上老早就说出那个过程
The heavens have long ago declared the process
所以单单看十三章的时候
So when we look at chapter 13
我们好像看见敌基督的权势很厉害
It seems as we see that the authority of the Antichrist is so great
但是当圣灵把我们的眼目从地上一转移到天上的时候
But as the Holy Spirit shifts our sight from earth to heaven
我们立刻就看见
Then immediately we're able to see
事情完全不是地上表面所看见的那一种光景
The situation is absolutely not the scene which we see externally on earth
在地上你看见的没有666你就不能活
On earth you see if you do not have that mark of 666 you cannot live
但是一转到天上去的时候
But when we turn our focus to
heaven 你马上看见敌基督的权势是非常的脆弱不堪一击的
Immediately you see the authority of the Antichrist is so weak that it is so fragile it would not even resist one strike
而地上所发生的这些事情一点也没有影响天上那个权柄的自由通行
And so we're able to see though all this happening on earth it does not hinder in any way the freedom of the authority that will be executed in heaven
所以我们一转到十四章的时候
And so as we turn to chapter 14
我们就立刻看见整个的景象都改变
Immediately we see the whole scene changes
那简单的说一句
So simply
地上的光景没有影响羔羊在天上的夸胜
The condition on earth does not affect in any way the victory of the Lamb in heaven.
不仅是羔羊在那里显明他的得胜
Not only is the Lamb there manifesting his victory.
并且还有一批跟随羔羊的人在那里夸羔羊的得胜
But also there's a group that follows the Lamb there also proclaiming the victory of the Lamb.
那所以从十四章第一节一开始，你立刻就看到那个景象从地上转移到天上。
So even immediately we can see in the verse 1 of chapter 14 that the scene changes from earth to heaven.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我又观看见羔羊站在锡安山，同他又有十四万四千人，都有他的名和他父的名写在额上。
And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Sinai, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads.
那么，在第一节的里边，你就看到一个景象出现了。
And so we see the scene in verse 1.
而这个景象是羔羊站在锡安山。
And the scene is that the lamb stood on the Mount Sinai.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to one thing.
这里所说的锡安山。
The Mount Sinai here.
这乃是指着天上的锡安山。
It is speaking of Mount Sinai.
而不是地上的锡安山。
It is not Mount Sinai in on earth.
地上的锡安山在耶路撒冷。
Because Mount Sinai on earth is in Jerusalem.
而这里的锡安山是在天上。
But this Mount Sinai is in heaven.
而也就是希伯来书所说的天上的那个锡安。
And that is also the heavenly Zion that's mentioned to us in Hebrews.
是神，是羔羊，是天使。是诸长子和许多被成全的义人在那里共聚的地方。
It is the dwelling place of God, the Lamb, the angels, the heavenly hosts, and the overcomers that dwell there.
那这在这个天上的锡安山里头。
And so in this heavenly Zion,
有什么事情显出来呢
？What is manifested there?
第一是羔羊在那里站立。
First, the Lamb stood there.
羔羊的站立
the standing of the lamb
乃是说出
tells us
羔羊在至高之处是坚立的坚定的
that the lamb stood there firmly in the highest
是不能给推倒的
he cannot fall
他是在至高之处显出他的权柄
that it is there on the highest he manifests his authority
而这一个权柄的显出
and the manifestation of this authority
乃是根据底下和他同在一起的十四万四千人
is based upon those who follow him, the 144,000.
如果光是羔羊在那里站立
if it is only the lamb standing there,
我们就不能了解究竟羔羊在那里要做什么
then we cannot fully realize what the lamb would be doing there.
但是我们看见这一个景象是给我们看见，一面是看见羔羊，一面是看见与他同在一起的一大批的人。
But in the scene, we not only see the lamb standing there, but we also see a large group of people that are there with him.
那这些是什么人呢
？And so, who are this group of people?
他们有多少人呢
？How many are there?
那这里就说十四万四千人。
Here it tells us 144,000.
但是有一个字我们不能忽略。
But there is a word we have to pay attention to.
那个就是又字。
And that is and.
又有十四万四千人。
It says and with him.
那这个又有十四万四千人。
And this word and also with him.
很明显的给我们看见。
Very
clear. 和第七章里边的十四万四千人。是两批人
very clearly shows us then therefore this and also with him this group is different from the 144,000 mentioned in chapter 7
弟兄姊妹们记得在第七章里面的那十四万四千人
now brothers and sisters if you recall the 144,000 in chapter 7
是以色列十二个支派里面的人
it is the people of the 12 tribes of Israel.
这些人在那里受了神的印记。
And those people are marked by God.
让他们在大灾难的期间蒙保守。
So that they are sealed and kept during the Great Tribulation.
在第九章的里边就已经指出了他们受印的那个作用。
And in chapter 9, it also mentions us the function of their being sealed.
我们也已经提过。
And we also mentioned.
这十四万四千不是这个一般我们的那个数字的观念
This 144,000 also is not our general concept understanding of numbers
乃是说出一批带着属灵的见证的人
but it refers to a group of people who bear with them spiritual testimony.
这一批人是神特别拣选的。
And it is this group of people that God has especially chosen.
所以是十四万四千。
So it is 144,000.
十四万四千就是那个说出来的那个具体弟兄姊妹应该还记得的，就是十二个支派的里边，每一个支派都是一万二千人。
And so practically speaking, from that 144,000, it is 12,000 from each of the twelve tribes.
很明显给我们看见十二。
And so we can see that 12 and 12.
十二个支派。
12 tribes.
十二个千。
And 12,000.
那这个。特别的十二，十二就说出了神那个特别为了他的见证所做的拣选。
And so when we see these two twelves, it tells us the special choosing of God for those who are to bear His testimony.
那现在在这里呢？
And so here,
我们又再看见十二万四千，十四万四千人了。
Again, we see that 144,000, that number.
这个十四万四千人。是不是跟上边的呢？十四万四千人同一批呢
？And so is this 144,000 this group the same as the last group?
显然不是同一批。
Apparently it is not.
因为他说是又有。
Because it tells us and also another with him.
那这个又有十四万四千是什么人呢
？And so then who is this group of 144,000?
这一批人没有经过大灾难。
This group did not pass through the great tribulation.
七章的事情。十四万四千是要经过灾难的。
The group that's mentioned in chapter 7, they have to go through the great tribulation.
是以色列人。
They are the Israelites.
这一批十四万四千人呢？
But this group of 144,000,
他们不经过灾难的。
They do not go through the great tribulation.
他们不是犹太人，不以色列人。
They are not the Israelites.
可能当中有以色列人。
It could be that in their midst there are Israelites.
但是绝对不是全体都是有以色列人。
But corporately they are not completely Israelites.
因为这十四万四千。
But because this 144,000.
是从全地上给主买回来的。
It was redeemed by the Lord from all nations.
这个是教会的一个部分。
It is a part of the church.
不是教会的全体。
It is not the complete church.
但却是教会的部分。
But it is a part of the church.
那是哪一个部分呢？
And so which part?
从撒文我们就看到。
From the text we're able to see.
这个是教会里头历世历代以来的那一些得胜者。
This group is the overcomers in the church throughout the ages.
那这一批得胜者。
And this group of overcomers.
我们所以说他们不是全体的教会。
Therefore, we say they're not the complete church.
乃是说他们只有十四万四千。
It is because their number is 144.
是蒙拣选的拣选。
And they are the choice of the chosen.
那如果说是全教会的话呢
？If it were the whole church,
那就不可能用十四万四千来去表明。
Then it cannot be expressed in that number of 144,000.
但是这十四万四千呢
？But this number of
144,000. 他们又有另外的一个经历。
They also have this other experience.
这一个经历啊。
And that experience.
弟兄姊妹，你留意第四节。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to verse 4.
说到他们。
It tells about them.
是从人间买来的做搓熟的果子，归于神和羔羊。
And it tells us that they were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb.
他们是给买回来做搓熟的果子。
They were redeemed to be the first fruits.
那一提到搓熟的果子
，And so when you mention about first fruits,
你就晓得这个范围是比十四万四千要大了。
Then you realize then that boundary is even larger than 144,000.
因为提到搓熟的果子的时候
，Because when you mention about the first fruits,
弟兄姊妹，你就看见教会。
Brothers and sisters, you then see the church.
我们读哥林多前书的时候
，When we read First Corinthians，
我们读到十五章
，When we read Chapter 15，
我们看到那里很明显的说
，Clearly we can see there，
脱俗的果子是基督
，That Christ is the first fruit。
那然后我们在读到雅各书的时候
，And then when we read on to James，
在第一章里面我们也就看见
，Chapter 1 we can also see，
整个的教会是作为脱俗的果子。
The entire church is to be presented to God as the first fruits.
那因此说到初熟的果子的时候
Therefore, when you mention about first fruits,
那 这个就指着全教会。
That speaks of the entire church.
但是全教会就不是只有十四万四千人。
But the entire church does not only number 144,000.
所以这十四万四千人是脱出国子的里边的一部分。
Therefore, this 144,000 is only a part of this first fruit.
是哪一个部分呢
？What part?
我们先说它就是得胜者。
First, we refer to them as the overcomers.
为什么我们说他是得胜者呢
？Why do we call them the overcomers？
因为从底下我们就看见他们的经历。
Because later we can read of their experience。
说出他们的经历。
It tells us of their experience。
这是经历，就是得胜者的经历。
And that is the experiences of the overcomers。
而不是全教会的经历。
It is not the experience of the entire church。
如果全教会都有这个经历，那就太好了。
It would be indeed too great if the entire church had this experience。
但是很可惜的。
But unfortunately。
整个的教会不能完全给带到这样的地步。
The entire church cannot be brought to such a condition.
那只有一批得胜者是给带到这个地步。
And so only a group of overcomers are led into this condition.
这一批得胜者。
And this group of overcomers
能与羔羊一同在锡安山上面显明羔羊的得胜。
They're able to stand with the Lamb on Mount Zion to manifest His victory.
那我们。注意到这样的一个特点的时候
And so when we see that point,
我们就要来看看这一批十四万四千人他们的经历是怎样
Let us then see what the experiences of this group is
那这十四万四千人
So this group of 144,000
在他们的额上啊有羔羊的名字和父神的名字
They have the name of the Lamb and the Father's name written on their forehead.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意这个记录。
Brothers and sisters, see this recording.
和十三章末了，说到地上的那些人受那个印受的印记，那六六六的印记，刚好是一个对照。
See how it reflects and compares with the mark of the beast upon those on earth.
注意，这个对照就正好说出。这一批人他们是得胜的
And so because of this contrast we can see that this group of are overcomers
因为他们并没有接受任何神以外的名
Because they have not received any other name outside of God
也没有接受任何基督以外的羔羊以外的名
And they have not accepted any other name besides the Lamb
他们所接受的是神和羔羊的名
They have only received the name of God the Father and the Lamb.
他们是完完全全属于神和羔羊的。
That they're solely, completely belonging to God and the Lamb.
他们是神和羔与神和羔羊联合在一起的。
And they're united with God and the Lamb.
所以他们整个人就是带着神和羔羊的印记的。
Therefore, their entire being has with them the mark of the Lamb and God.
那好了，这一批人现在与羔羊一同显在。
And now this group of people is manifested with the Lamb in the heavenly Zion.
那么然后，约翰就听到天上有一些声音。
And then John heard a voice from heaven.
像众水的声音。
As the voice of many waters. And as the voice of a great thunder.
听见的好像弹琴所弹的琴声。
And he heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps.
好的，弟兄姊妹们，你注意了。
Now, brothers and sisters,
这些声音是什么声音
？What are these sounds？
这些声音是在天上的。
These sounds are in heaven.
但是你留意到用这几个形容词来说明这些声音。
But when you see that it uses this kind of description to describe these voices,
我们就理由相信。
Then we have reason to believe
这些声音
，these voices
乃是神。和他儿子的声音
are the voices of God and His Son.
因为弟兄姊妹，你记得第一章的时候就说到我们的主的声音像众水的声音。
Because brothers and sisters, if you recall in chapter 1, it mentions the voice of our Lord is likened to the voice of many waters.
弟兄姊妹也记得我们的主，我们的主在钉十字架以前，神向他说话，地上的人听见。就好像打雷
And the brothers and sisters also recall when the Lord was on the cross that when the Father spoke to him from heaven, the others heard it as if it was a voice of thunder.
那但是这些声音啊，如果只是像众水的声音，那就是很 很雄壮而已。
And so, if this voice is only like the voice of many waters, it is only very strong.
如果仅仅是一个打雷的声音的话，那也只是很轰、很轰动而已。
And if it's only the voice of thunder, it only has a great impact only.
很带着能力就而已。
That it only has with it strength.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
当这些声音显出来的。给人听见的时候
that when these voices are manifested and heard,
你听上去好像是重水
you hear them as many waters,
又好像是打雷
also as thunder,
但是呢同时你又感觉
but also at the same time you feel,
声音好像是那个弹琴弹那些金琴的人所弹出来的那些琴音
These voices were like harpers harping with their harps
啊，弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
这种声音是很美妙
These voices are very beautiful
有能力
It is powerful
很雄壮
It is very strong
那这种声音发生在天上的山上那里
And so these voices appear in the heavenly Zion
那和当时的那个景象啊，是非常的配合。
And so it does resound with the scene that is at hand.
因为哪里所表达出来的乃是羔羊的夸胜。
Because what is manifested there is the victory of the Lamb.
尽管地上有许许多多的事情发生，直接的来顶撞神。
Though there are so many happenings on earth that will resist God.
但是并不影响天上。已经做成功的事
but it does not affect in any way what has already been accomplished in heaven
那这就叫我们想起诗篇上的那句话
and so here it lets us recall the words in Psalms
尽管地上洪水泛滥
though the waters, the floods are on earth
耶和华在天上仍然坐作为王
that Jehovah the Lord is still enthroned
我们感谢赞美主
we praise and thank the Lord
在这一个时候
at this time
在地上那个大灾难要发生的时候
when the great tribulation is happening on earth
地上的情势很紧张的时候
that when the situation is very anxious on earth
天上是满了海旋的景象
in heaven it is filled with the scenery of victory
那么这一个海旋的景象
and in this triumph
是特别透过这144,000人给带出来的
is manifested through this 144,000
弟兄姊妹注意了
brothers and sisters pay attention
现在圣灵的描写就回到这一144,000人的身上。
Now the Holy Spirit once again describes and expresses upon this 144,000.
如果按照圣经原来的次序
If we look at the original order in the scriptures
是先说他们这些人在那里做什么
First it tells us what this group of people are doing there
然后就说出这些人在做这些事情的时候是在什么地点
and then it tells us when they're doing these things where they are
那 我们按照原来的次序来看这个事实
and so we'll look at this fact here according to the original order
那么原来的次序是什么呢
what is the original order
他说他们就指着这144,000人
and so in the original order when it says they is pointing at the 144,000
他们弟兄姊妹先注意这个
brothers and sisters it says they
是众数的
it is plural
因为有144,000人
because there's 144,000
现在他们来做一件事情
now they're doing one thing
做什么事呢
what are they doing
唱歌
they sing
唱什么歌
what do they sing
唱一首好像是唱好像是新歌的歌
They sung as it were a new song
这个问题吸引我们去注意的
So then this is a point that attracts us to pay attention to
不单单是那个歌是新歌
Not only is that song a new song
并且这一歌只有一首
But there's only one song
所以如果弟兄姊妹你喜欢的话
So brothers and sisters if you like
我们中文圣经没有一翻出这个事实
in the Chinese translation this is not translated out
如果你喜欢的话你可以在那里说他们在唱一首仿佛新歌的歌
in the Chinese translation you can put a footnote where it means that they're only singing that one repetitive song
弟兄姊妹这就很有讲究了
brothers and sisters that is very meaningful
144,000
that this group of overcomers
他们来到神的面前
they come before the Lord, God's presence
他们到了天上
they're in heaven
他们只唱一首歌
they only sing one song Though it's 144,000, they only have one song to sing. It is not that they don't have any other song to sing. But when all the songs are placed with this song, you cannot find any other song that is higher than the song, or any other song that can fully manifest the glory of God and the victory of the Lamb. And so we can take reference in chapter
15.
And so in chapter 15, it tells us that those who overcome the beast and the image of the beast also are led into heaven. Verse 2, it tells us of this group. And they stand on the sea of glass,
拿着神的琴,
with the harp of God,
唱神仆人摩西的歌和羔羊的歌,
and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb.
那弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你留意,
if you pay attention,
这一批人不等于那144,000,
this group does not equal that 144,000. This group of people experienced the Great Tribulation.
是在那42个月的里边和兽和假先知,
that this is the group that have warred against the beast and the false prophet in the 42 months.
也就是说, 在大灾难的里边, 以站在神的那一边的,
it is also those who stand on the side of God during the Great Tribulation.
我们以前看的时候已经指出, 他们有以色列人的背景,
and so we already pointed out that this group has the background of the Israelites. And so here they sing a song, and that is the song of the Moses, of Moses the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Brothers and sisters, we understand. Moses represents the law. The Lamb represents grace. And so in this work, in the process of God, there is no apparent harmony in these two things. In the Old Testament, you see Moses. It is the law. But in the days of the New Testament, we see what God gives us is the Lamb. It is grace. And so in the working process of God, these two things does not mingle together. But now you see one thing here. These two that does not mingle together become one.
所要做成的事情完成的时候，神的公义彰显了，神的恩典也没有亏缺。
And so this tells us that when the will of God is complete, that His righteousness is satisfied, and also His grace is not shortcoming.
那这一个在我们今天还活着的神的儿女们来说啊，
and so this is not too easy for us to understand as children of God today. But for those who gone through this in the Great Tribulation, who have kept the word of God and the testimony of the Lord, they have lived this out. But as to the church, they are completely been created in grace. And that grace, on the one hand, satisfies the righteousness of God. On the other hand, it overflows the great mercy of God.
这两个事情本来是不能，也是不能，在我们的想象的里边是不能调和的。
And those two things also in our own concept cannot be mingled together.
你要有公义就很难有怜悯。
If you have righteousness, it's very hard to have mercy.
你要表达怜悯，你就不能不让公义要受一点的委屈。
If you want to express mercy, then you must come short in righteousness.
但是现在这144,000人，他们唱出一首新歌。
But now this group of the 144,000, they sing a new song.
这一首新歌是公义和这个怜悯完全调在一起。
And this new song commingles together this mercy and this righteousness.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们唱了很多诗歌,
Brothers and sisters, we have sang many hymns.
但是恐怕在我们所唱过的诗歌的里边, 很不容易能找出一首完全的表达, 公义和怜悯, 能完全, 毫无, 毫, 啊, 毫无困难地调在一起。
Possibly it is very hard for us to find a song, even though we have sung many, that would fully express that righteousness and mercy can be mingled together without any hindrance.
虽然我们今天所享用的，神所给我们的，已经是那个公义和怜悯调在一起的那个事实。
Though what we enjoy today is already the fact that the supply that God allowed for us to experience grace, mercy and righteousness. But we cannot but confess. We somehow cannot fully comprehend the mystery, the secret that is in this, how abundant and how glorious this fact is.
你是不明白也明白一点。
You say we do not understand. Yes, we know a little bit.
你是很透切的明白，我们觉得好像。 我们够不到,
but for us to fully comprehend, we cannot do that.
但是感谢神,
but we thank God.
到了那一天,
on that day,
这一批得胜者在天上再唱诗歌的时候,
this group of overcomers, when they once again sing this song in heaven,
他们就把历代的圣徒能领会的一点点而不能领会的很透切的神的那个荣耀的作为,
they're able to fully express throughout the ages where all the saints cannot fully comprehend the glorious work of the Lord. And so when this song is presented, even all the other hymns we have sung cannot follow.
只有那一首诗歌把神的荣耀和羔羊的得胜毫无保留的透透切切的丰丰满满的来表达。
Because only that song can fully express the glory of God and the victory of the Lamb without any hindrance in full.
为什么只有这一首呢?
Why is it only that song?
这就牵连到得胜者的经历。
That has to do with the experiences of the overcomers.
这是得胜者他们有一些经历。
These overcomers have this experience.
不是一般称为神儿女的人所能领会的。
It is not the general children of God can understand.
所以, 说到这一首诗歌的时候,
and so when it mentions about this new song,
他说除了从地上买来这14万4千人没有人能学唱这个,
it says that no one could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth.
弟兄姊妹你注意了,
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
不是说没有人能唱这个,
it is not that no other can sing this song,
而是说没有人能学唱这个,
but it says that no one could learn that song.
怎么可以呢?
How can that be possible?
怎么可以连学都不能呢?
How come it's not possible for them even to learn of that song?
问题就是说,
the issue is,
因为这一首歌,
because that song,
不是从头脑里边出来的,
it is not from memorizing it.
而不是单单从认识里边出来的,
it is not only from knowledge.
这一首歌,
that song,
是从 认识而进入经历里边出来的,
it is coming forth from experience, from knowledge entering into experience.
完完整整把他们自己溶解在神和羔羊的里边的,
that they have completely united themselves into God and the Lamb.
使他们能唱得出来,
so they're able to sing this song.
别人不然不能唱,
others cannot sing,
连学都不可能,
nor even learn, because they do not comprehend, they don't know.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们常常听这些弟兄姊妹们所见证,
many times we have heard testimonies from brothers and sisters, they share because of the grace of the Lord. They have gone through and experienced many difficult situations, just as Paul has said, that they don't even have a hope of living in that condition.
但是那一个叫 而只要叫人有指望的神就拯救了他。
But the God of hope have delivered them.
拯救了他是显还是脱离那一个不能活连活命的指望都没有的环境还是小事。
Now it is only a minor thing that the God of hope have delivered them.
你从保罗的那个交通的里头
hope to living, but from the sharing of Paul,
你看到他是经历那一个脱离连活命的指望都没有的环境里头所经历到的那一位神是怎样的一位神。
You're able to see then from Paul's experience of having no hope of living and experience what kind of God God is.
我们就简单的来说。
So simply put,
如果你没有到过一个绝望的那个境地，
if you have never gone into this situation,
你就没有办法领会什么叫做在绝望里的指望。
You do not understand what is the hope in hopelessness.
如果你没有经过临近死亡的那一个时刻。
If you have never experienced the moments when you're at the edge of death,
你就没有办法能体会，你怎么能在那种环境的里边胜过？
Then there's no way for you to comprehend how can you be in that situation and then overcome.
你只有那样经历过了，你才懂得什么叫做复活的生命。
Only when you have that experience, then you can experience that risen life.
那弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
许许多多属灵的事
so many spiritual matters,
不是能只有一点知识就可以说完满了。
It is not that you have some spiritual knowledge, then it is complete.
等到你看到这一批得胜者
when you see this group of overcomers,
你看到一个事实
you see this
fact, 他们在那里唱一首新歌
there they're singing that new song,
这有新歌 只有他们能唱
and that one new song can be only sung by them, no others can sing,
连 学唱也不够条件
nor even qualified to learn of that song,
因为没有精力去领会到神所启示出来的是怎么回事
because they do not have the experience of the revelation of God in that matter
我们感谢主
we thank the Lord
那就是我们用我们比较熟悉的一个话来说这一批人
so brothers and sisters in familiar terms speaking on this group of people
那这一批人他们当时的光景究竟是怎样
this group what is their actual situation at the time
我们说
We say
他们与主完全的合而为一
that they are completely united as one with the Lord.
他们之所以与主完全的合而为一
the reason they are completely united as one with the Lord.
那是因为他们在跟随主的那个路程上的所经历过的
It is because of their experience in their path of following the Lord.
我们感谢神
We thank God.
那我们了解到他们当时所做的这样的一件事
Now when we realize of the situation
我们就注意了
Then let us pay attention
他们在什么地方唱
Where are they singing this new song
那这里就提到几个地点
Here it mentions about a few places
其实说提到地点是一个地点
Actually it only mentions about one place
但是听众却是有好些的听众
But there are many audiences
地点是在神的宝座前。
Now the place where they sing this new song is before the throne of God.
听众呢
？But the audiences
有四活部。
Before the four beasts
有天上的众长老。
And the elders
还有没有天上的众使者呢？这个我不敢说。
Are there even other heavenly hosts? I do not dare say.
如果按照第四章或者第五章里面所提到天上宝座前的那个光景
But if according to chapters 4 and 5 the condition that surrounds the throne
我们相信还有无数的天使在那里听他们唱
We believe there are also other numerous angels listening to their song
因为你看到宝座和坐在宝座上的
Because you see the throne and the one on the throne
四活物和二十长老是围绕着宝座的
And you see the four living beasts and the 24 elders surround the throne
他们就在这一个地点里面唱他们的新歌
And so they sing the new song at that place
那天上的众军和众使者呢
And so the heavenly hostIn heaven,
如果按照四五章里边所提的，应该也在做。
According to chapters 4 and 5, they should also be present.
弟兄姊妹们啊
brothers and sisters,
我们就要留意一件事情。
Then we have to pay attention to one thing.
这个是什么时候？
What time is this?
现在地上那42个月是在进行中。
Because now,
对不起。 还没有开始进行。
Because during this time, the 42 months on earth have yet to begin.
那三年半还没有开始进行。
That 3.5 years did not begin yet.
但是快要开始了。
It is about to begin.
那这样一来，我们就要留意了。
And so, with this, we have to pay attention.
那这批人唱的时候是什么时候？
So then, what time is this time when this group sings?
是在地上那三年半里头呢，还是不在这地三年半的里头呢？
Are they singing this new song during that 3.5 years or not within that 3.5 years?
那我们可以这样说。
We can put it this way.
应该是在那三年半结束的时候。
It should be at the end of that 3.5 years.
这个事情是发生在天上。
That this event takes place in heaven.
是因着这样的一件事。
And because of this event,
就引出撒文，我们的主让约翰再看见的那几个异象。
Then it leads to the various visions that the Lord shows John later to come.
那从什么地方我们注意到这很可能是在三年半的幕后结束的时候呢？
And so from what place can we find that this is taking place during the end of the 3.5 years?
头一样我们要留意的，
the first thing we can take note of，
他们是在宝座前，
it is that they are before the throne's presence.
弟兄姊妹们记得，
brothers and sisters remember，
教会被提，
the church is raptured，
信徒被提，
the saints are raptured，
他们被提以后首先所到的地方，
After the rapture, the first place they go to,
不是到神的宝座。
It is not before the throne of God.
乃是到了空中。
It is in the air.
在那里与主相遇。
There they meet the Lord.
在那里开始经历基督台前的审判。
There they begin and experience the judgment throne of Christ.
但是这批人现在是到了神宝座那里。
But now this group is before the throne of God.
也就是说，
that is also
to say, 他们经过了空中基督台前的审判。
They have been experienced meeting the Lord in the air and going through the judgment throne of Christ.
才能显明他们是得胜者的那个事实。
Therefore, it can manifest the fact that they are overcomers.
那一个得胜者的事实是神和基督所承认的。
And the fact that they are overcomers is acknowledged by God and Christ.
不是我们在地上说我们是得胜者，那神一定要承认我们是得胜者。
It is not that we proclaim ourselves as overcomers on earth and God must acknowledge that.
不是。
No.
这个得胜者，
but these overcomers
是神的呼召，是基督的呼召。
It is by the calling of God, by the calling of Christ.
我们是追求做一个得胜者。
Yes, we pursue to be an overcomer.
但是得胜者的那个认定，
but the acknowledgement of the overcomer.
我们如今在地上只能看见那个模糊的景象。
On earth, we can only see that very dim.Situation.
大概在被逆神的环境的里边，你仍旧站在神的那一边，这个是得胜者的原则。
That in general, the principle is that even in this perverse and crooked generation, that you stand firmly on the side of God, you will be an overcomer.
活在这个原则里。
And we pursue to live in that principle.
但是真正显出我们是得胜者。
But one that would truly manifest that we are overcomers.
那是在经过基督台前审判以后。
It is only after the judgment throne.Of Christ.
就我们或善或和恶的经过了判断了以后
that will be and that fact will be established.
那这个事实一确定以后
and when that is established,
这批得胜者就被带到神的宝座前
then this group of overcomers are led before God's presence.
来显明神自己荣耀的作为
to manifest the glorious work of God and the victory of the Christ.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们来留意到他们所在的地方的时候。
Now when we pay attention to where they stand,
我们就注意到这一点了。
Then we pay attention to that point.
为什么我们说这144,000人是得胜者呢？
So why do we say this 144,000 are overcomers?
因为他们能到神的宝座。
It is because they are before the presence of the throne.
第二呢？
Secondly,
就说到他们的经历。
It tells us of their experience.
他们的经历是怎么样的呢？
What is their experience?
第四节就说。
Verse 4 tells us.
这些人未曾沾染妇女，他们原是同身。
These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins.
那弟兄姊妹注意了。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这两句话，如果你光是读字面的话，是矛盾的。
Now these verses, if you just read on the surface, it is conflicting.
因为你先要决定这批人就究竟是弟兄还是姊妹。
Because then you would think, would this group be brothers or sisters?
是男的还是女的?
Are they male or female?
从头一句话来说好像是男的。
Because from the first part, it seems like they're male.
从底上的那句话来说就明明说他们是女的。
But from the second half, it seems as if they're female.
是弟兄姊妹碰到这样的经文的时候。
And so brothers and sisters, when you encounter scripture as this,
我们就是不能死板板的跟着字句字面的那个意思来领会。
We cannot follow the scriptures in a very restrictive way.
现在许多人他们读圣经的时候他们就死板板的抓着字面的那个意思。
And so today when many read the scriptures, they do hold on tightly the surface of the word of the Bible.
极其激烈的去反对用灵意来解说神的话。
And they utterly would oppose to those who would understand the word of God in a spiritual way.
我想这就有点太过分了。
And I would think that would be overdoing it.
仍然我们也不主张过分的使用灵意。
And of course, we also do not accept the doctrine who over-spiritualize the meaning of the word. We have mentioned repeatedly.
字面的意义如果是很明确很清楚的 你就不必转到灵意的里边去。
If by the surface of the word, the meaning is very clear, you do not need to understand it spiritually.
但是字面的那个意义是不明确的时候你非要进到灵意去你去不可。
But if the surface of the word is not easy for us to understand, then you must understand it spiritually.
因为圣经上太多的地方是给我们看见这一种例子。
Because there are many places in the scriptures that allows for us to see such examples.
过去我们提过了。
We're mentioned in the past.
我们现在不再提那些例子。
We won't go into those examples again now.
不过在这里我就只给弟兄姊妹你看到，如果你光是抓着字面的话，你就很难解说了。
But here, brothers and sisters, if you just take the letter of the word, it's very hard for us to explain and understand this.
这一批人没有沾染妇女。
This group did not defile themselves with women.
他们原来就是童身
For they are virgins.
他们就是处女
That they are virgins.
那就说你看这就是 你就没办法能体会他究竟在这说什么了。
And so brothers and sisters, then you cannot understand what this is referring to.
感谢神。
But we thank God.
当我们看到这些地方的时候
That when we see this place,
我们能领会圣灵说这些话的时候那个意思是什么
We're able to understand what the meaning of the Holy Spirit is here
说到没有沾染妇女
Here when it says they did not defile themselves with women It tells us
这些人是完全的脱离肉体的
That they are completely have departed away from the flesh
他们没有活在肉体的情欲的里头
That they do not live in the lust of the flesh
他们完全不给那个旧生命来辖制的。
That they're no way hindered by that old life.
他们原是童身呢。
For they are virgins.
乃是说出他们在神的面前是绝对的贞洁的。
It expresses to us the fact that they're absolutely true before God.
没有把他们的心思给主以外的任何的人事物来夺去的。
That nothing has captured their heart outside of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹记得
Brothers and sisters, remember,
哥林多后书那里保罗在圣灵的管理上写出的那一段话
In 2 Corinthians, when Paul was led by the Spirit to write these words,
我把你们如同一个贞洁的童女献给基督
That I present you as chaste virgins to Christ.
我们感谢神
We thank God.
现在我们看到这里一批的圣
Now we see this group of overcomers,
他们在属灵的经历上面
That in their spiritual experience,
他们给带到一个地步
They are led to this condition
他们没有任何的沾污
That they are not defiled in any way
瑕疵
They are not blemished
显露在主的面前
And they are manifested this way before the Lord
那当然我们晓得
Of course we know
这一个经历并不是说他们完全从出生的时候开始一直到建主的时候都没有失败过
This experience does not mean that from when they are born to when they see the Lord they have never failed
而是我们很深的体会
But we can deeply understand that this group, truly know which position they should stand and take hold of before God.
同时呢,
at the same time,
又懂得时刻去支取羔羊的宝血的洗净,
they also realize how to continually appropriate from the precious blood of the Lamb to cleanse themselves.
以致当他们给带到神面前去的时候,
so that when they're led before God's presence,
他们实在是如同以弗所书上所说的,
they are just as the words written in Ephesians,
成了圣洁, 没有瑕疵,
that they're holy without blemish,
毫无沾污,
without any wrinkles or such disease.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
还有一件事情, 它是他们的经历,
there's also another thing that is their experience.
非常非常的宝贝,
it is very, very precious.
那就是羔羊, 无论往哪里去,
that these are they which follow the Lamb,
他们都跟随他,
wheresoever he goes.
这是他们在地上的时候的经历,
that is their experience on earth.
也是当时的他们的结果,
it is also their result.
弟兄们你看到吗?
Brothers and sisters, do you see?
他们还活在地上的时候,
when they're still living on earth,
他们一直是看着羔羊的脚踪,
they continue to follow the footsteps of the Lamb.
一直留意我现在所走的路, 是不是羔羊曾经走过的?
They only pay attention to the path which they're on. Is it, has it been trod on by the Lamb?
如果不是羔羊曾经走过的,
if it's not the path which the Lamb went on, I will not go on that path.
那他们是这样的, 经过他们在地上的年日,
and so that is how they spend their days on earth.
只有羔羊在那里, 他们就在那里,
they are only where the Lamb is.
羔羊不在那里, 他们就不甘心在那里,
if the Lamb is not there, they're not willing to be there.
那这是他们在地上所经历的,
and that is what they experience on earth.
但是这一句话,
but this word
不是单指着他们在地上的经历,
not only points to their experience on earth,
而是说到他们当时站立在宝座前的光景,
but it also tells us of their condition when they're standing before the throne.
那在站立在宝座前的那个光景,
and the condition when they're standing before the throne,
在哪里,
it is the experience of the condition where the Lamb is, that is where they are. Brothers and sisters, pay attention. Where is the Lamb now? It seems as if the Lamb is standing on Mount Zion, but the fact is the Lamb is on the throne.
第七章的时候已经看到这个事实,
brothers and sisters, in chapter 7 we already saw this fact.
羔羊是坐在宝座上,
the Lamb is seated on the throne.
那既然羔羊, 无论到哪里去, 他们都跟随羔羊,
and so since they follow the Lamb wherever the Lamb goes,
那羔羊到了宝座上, 他们到不到宝座上,
and so when the Lamb is on the throne, do they also go on the throne?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们感谢赞美神,
we praise and thank God.
他借着基督给我们看见, 他打开的那一条又新又活的路,
that through Christ God has shown us the way which he has opened this new and living way. It is to lead us onto the throne. But does it mean that everyone can go onto the throne? And from the word of the Lord we can see.
不是,
no.
他谁是愿意每一个人都能,
yes, God is willing for all to go, to go onto the throne, to sit there with the Lamb. But the fact is,
人的跟不上, 却不是每一个信主的人都能到的宝座,
man cannot follow on, so not everyone can go onto the throne.
只有得胜者才能与羔羊一同在宝座上,
but only the overcomers can be seated there with the Lamb.
这也就给我们看到,
and so this also shows
us,
in the kingdom,
与基督一同作王的不是全体这教会,
those who reign with Christ is not the entire church,
只是教会里头的那一批得胜者,
but only that group of overcomers in the church.
那其余的只能是与主掌权,
and so the rest can only reign with the Lord.
他们所能表达的只是主的局部的, 权柄。
And what they can manifest is only the partial authority of the Lord.
但是得胜者所表达的乃是主完全的权柄。
But what the overcomers express is fully the authority of the Lord.
这弟兄这里他看到，当羔羊无论到哪里去，这些人都跟随的时候，不单单是说出今天在地上跟随主的人他们所该做的选择。
So brothers and sisters, these words, they are which who follow the Lamb wherever He goes, not only tells us of our choice today as we walk on earth,
说出到神宝座前那里的时候他们的结果。
But it also tells us their result when the Lamb will be on the throne.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
是当羔羊在宝座上的时候。
So when the Lamb is on the throne,
他们也到宝座上。
They're also on the throne.
当羔羊在那里经历十字架的时候。
When the Lamb is there experiencing the cross,
他们也按照十字架的脚踪往前行。
They also follow forward according to the footsteps of the cross.
那这批人还有一些经历。
And this group also has some experiences. And this condition, this experience also tells us of their condition before the throne. Because as it follows, it tells us, these were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. We know about that.
但是叫我们格外要留意的
But what we have to pay special attention to
乃是在第五节
It is in verse 5
在他们口中
And in their mouth
插不出谎言来
Was found no guile
他们是没有瑕疵的
For they are without fault
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们看这两句话
When we see these words
很可惜我们中文又是漏掉了一些东西呢
Unfortunately in the Chinese translation
It
also
这里头的那个完整的完整的光景
It also comes short that it cannot fully express the condition here
中文圣经翻译上面漏掉的是什么呢
What is left out in the Chinese translation
是时间性
It has to do with the presence, the time
因为你照做那个原来的时间性一点出来呢
According to original time that is expressed
那是应该是这样
It should be expressed in this manner
在他们口中
And in their mouth
插不出他们过去的谎言
And in their mouth was not found any guile any past guile
弟兄姊妹你看到英文很清楚了是过去的
Brothers and sisters in the English translation it's very clear it's a past tense
但是一直等到上面呢
But later on,
你又看到了，他们是没有瑕疵的呢。
It also says in the Chinese translation that without fault, it is the present tense.
那过去，他没有发觉他们过去有谎言。
In the past, you do not discover any guile with them.
他们现在是都没有瑕疵的。
And now they're also without blame.
这是怎么回事
？What matter is that?
也就是刚才我们所提到的。
It also is what we mentioned previously.
羔羊的血所带来的那一个结果。
It is brought about by the result of the blood of the lamb.
不是说他们没有软弱。
It is not that they're without weakness.
不是他们没有失败。
It is not that they have not failed before.
但是他们的软弱和失败。
But their failure and weakness.
都被带到羔羊的宝血底下。
Have been led under the blood of the lamb.
被遮盖了。
And they're covered
给摸掉了
they're wiped
给洗净了
they're cleansed
所以他们现在给带到神面前的时候的这一个现在
and so in this presence in this tense where they're brought before God
他们是没有瑕疵的
they are without fault
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
我们是在感谢赞美我们的主
indeed we praise and thank our Lord
这一段话是非常非常的宝贵
these words are very very precious
说出了跟随主的人
it tells us those who follow the Lord
那如果从上面所提到的来说
from the text before
啊，跟随主是很艰难的一条路
those who follow the Lord go on a very difficult path
感谢神
but we thank God
在这一段话的里边
in these words
你看到跟随主的人的结局
you see the result of those who follow the Lamb
就叫他们完全忘掉了所有的艰苦了
that they will completely forget all the difficulty and hardship
啊，在那个时候你才能很深的体会到神怎么来擦干他们的眼泪了
Then at that time you truly experience how God will wipe away those tears.
我们感谢神
We thank God.
这一批得胜者
This group of overcomers.
教会里头的得胜者
This group of overcomers in the church.
他们是这样的显出神的荣耀和权柄
They manifest God's glory and authority in this way.
他们所走过的经历 又是这样的不简单。
But their experience is not easy.
但是因为他们有一个绝对的心拣选羔羊。
But because they have an absolute heart to choose the lamb.
就叫他们超越过一切的艰困而站在这一个得胜的位置上。
So they're able to surpass all difficulty and hardship to stand on this position of victory.
那好了。
Now,
那这一段话我们要把它结束。
We have to conclude this passage.
那弟兄们，我要提一件事情。
But brothers and sisters, I have to mention one thing. Pay attention.
这一段话是插在两件事情的中间。
That this portion is put in between two matters.
因为这一段话的上文是十三章。
Because the text before this passage is chapter 13.
那是说到基督和假先知的那些猖狂。
And it speaks of how the Antichrist and the false prophet is acting.
那下面接下去从第六节开始呢
and starting from verse 6 on
你就看见另外的一些地上的事情 写出来
you will see some of the events that will take place and manifest on earth
而这一段话就插在当中
and so but this passage is in between
那如果弟兄姊妹你留意这一个启示的过程
and so brothers and sisters you pay attention to the process how this is revealed
十三章你看见敌基督的那个猖狂
chapter 13 you can see how boastful the antichrist is in chapter 13
这一小段
and this little passage in chapter 14
得胜是完全超越过地上的那些困扰
You can see the victory of Christ completely surpasses all the disruptions on earth.
显明羔羊的得胜
And manifests the overcoming of the lamb.
然后接下去呢
And then
你就看到十三章里面所提到的那这个敌基督和假先知的权势受对付了
Then you can see what is to come is that the authority of the false prophet and the antichrist will be dealt with.
那这个受对付还没有实际的执行。
Now before the stealing actually takes place.
但是天上已经宣告了。
But the heavens has already declared.
所以弟兄姊妹你留意。
So brothers and sisters, pay attention.
第六节开始。
Verse 6.
你就看接连看到三个天使。
Then you'll see three angels.
一直到十二节
until verse 12
十三节以后另外又有天使但是我们先不管底下的那些天使
now verse 13 and onward there are other angels but we do not go into that yet
我们先来留意头三个天使
now we'll first pay attention to these first three angels
那么当天上的得胜者的那个景象 显明出来以后
and now at the scene of the overcomers manifest
有一个天使
There is this angel who came.
这个天使在天空飞行。
And this angel flew in the midst of the heaven.
这个天使是在那里宣告一件事。
And this angel is there proclaiming one thing.
你可以说他在那里传那个永远的福音。
Or you can say he is preaching that eternal gospel.
弟兄姊妹你注意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
在这个时刻。
At this moment.
传永远的福音。
The everlasting gospel.
那个意义在哪里?
What is the meaning in that?
那弟兄姊妹你留意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention. At this time on earth, it is when the Antichrist and the false prophet is doing what they want.
人都在那里去跟随敌基督的时候。
And when all men are following the Antichrist,
当然跟随敌基督的那个实际就是去接受那个龙的管辖了。
And of course, to follow the Antichrist, practically speaking, is to be under the authority of the dragon.
现在一个天使出来
and now the angel is there preaching the everlasting gospel
那这个天使传永远的福音
and this angel preaching this everlasting gospel
和前面所提到两个见证人在地上所传的福音在时间上应该是相同的
it should be at about the same time when it mentions previously about the two witnesses on earth preaching the gospel
那两个见证人是在那三年半里面传福音
because those two witnesses are preaching the gospel and bearing witness during the 3.5 years
这一个天使呢 and 也是在这三年半的时间里但是却不是全体传全程
but this angel also is during that 3.5 years preaching but not throughout the 3.5 years
他们在天上宣告一个叫做永远的福音
and he is there preaching, proclaiming this everlasting gospel in heaven. Now, brothers and sisters, pay attention. What the Antichrist is doing on earth caused man to follow Satan so that they would fall under his authority, so that they would not acknowledge God's authority, so that they would reject the place of Christ. And that is the condition on earth. If you use today's term, that is without God, that is with, they do not need salvation.
不必敬畏神,
they do not need to fear God. And in today's terms, that is the condition. But if you
note,
the everlasting gospel at that time, you see, this everlasting gospel is not the gospel which we preach today. The gospel which we preach today delivers man. It is the gospel which reconciles man to God. So that man can return to God and have the normal relationship with God. And God is our Father, and we are His Son. And that is the gospel which we preach when our life is united. But if you take note, what is this everlasting gospel? This everlasting gospel is that you should fear God and give glory to Him. It's very simple. You must acknowledge God. You must worship God. If you do not worship God, if you do not fear God, then you have made the wrong choice before God. Why is this the everlasting gospel? Because God is the one who is worthy of worship everlasting. He is everlastingly worthy of worship. But more importantly, it is because the hour is at hand. Why? Because the judgment of God is about to begin. When His judgment comes, if you do not fear Him, you do not acknowledge His position, then your eternal result has already been judged. And so this brings to those on earth into that matter of eternity, so they can see what their eternal condition would be, what relationship they would have with that everlasting God. And this proclamation is very serious because the judgment is at hand. We thank the Lord.
在羔羊在山上上显明他的德胜和荣耀以后，天上上帝所发出的第一个宣告。
It is the first proclamation of heaven to earth after the scene when the lamb stood on Mount Zion.
那然后呢?
And then
又有第二位天使,
there's a second angel.
第二位天使呢,
the second angel proclaimed another matter.
他说叫万民喝邪淫大怒之酒的巴比伦大臣倾倒了。
Babylon is fallen. It's fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication.
那弟兄姊妹在这里你注意的,
brothers and sisters, here pay attention.
提到巴比伦大城了,
it mentions about the great city Babylon.
巴比伦大城是什么?
What is this Babylon, the great city?
是真的是地上的那个巴比伦吗?
Is it according to that Babylon on earth? No. Because the Babylon mentioned here,
它所表达的一个表达出来的那个现象,
the phenomenon which Babylon is expressing here,
乃是叫万民喝邪淫大怒之酒的,
it is that which made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of fornication.
就是叫万民在那里做邪淫以神怒的,
it is the matters which cause all nations to bring about the wrath of God because of their fornication.
巴比伦做世上的淫妇和一切可憎之物的母是同一个东西。
And so it is the same matter in chapter 17 when it talks about the mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of all harlots and abominations of the earth. And so what is this Babylon? That God would see as a harlot. And so it mentions, it would express to us that this Babylon has to do with religion.
这是宗教性的组织啊，它是把人带离神的。
It is that these religions have brought man away from God.
如果你对照上面13章呢?
If you compare that with chapter 13,
就和那个假先知所做的那个像，叫人去敬拜他，然后就受印记的这个事情有很紧密的关联。
It has intimate relationship with the matter that the false prophets created the image of the beast for others to worship.
那我们用简单的话来说出它究竟是什么就可以了。
And so we use those simple words to tell what that is.
那是与世界联合的那些宗教的组织。
And that is the religions that have united themselves with the world.
弟兄姊妹，你记得啊。
Brothers and sisters, you remember.
当教会被提以后啊。
That after the church has been raptured.
实际上还是有称为基督教的团体的。
There will be still groups that are called Christian groups.
或者天主教的团体的,
or maybe Catholic groups,
东正教的团体的,
or the Orthodox groups.
当然还有其他各种各样的宗教团体。
There will still be many, many religious groups.
不过因为那个假先知的出现啊,
but because the false prophet has come,
他把这一些宗教的团体都连接起来, 跟这个政治的权力完全结合起来。
He will unite all these religious groups to unite their powers with the power of politics.
就成了这个巴比伦大城。
So they'll become Babylon, this great city.
为什么他那么凶呢?
Why are they so fierce?
如果你从13章里面一看, 原来是政治的权力和宗教的那个组织连接在一起,
because
你就看到了。
In chapter 13, it shows us that scene when politics is united with religion, and we can understand then their power and authority.
就把权力
And so they take control of the land.
但是现在第二个天使的宣告说,
but now the second angel
proclaims,
do not be mindful of how great their power seems to be on earth,
多有势力,
or how great they are.
他们要倾倒,
they will fall.
他们要倾倒,
they will fall.
这是第二个宣告,
that is the second proclamation.
那么第三个天使又来了,
now the third angel follows.
第三个天使所宣告的,
and what the third angel proclaims,
乃是宣告那些继续跟随敌基督的那些人, 他们的结果,
to proclaim to those who still follow the Antichrist and the result,
他们要在神那个愤怒的审判的底下,
they will be under the wrath of the judgment of God,
接受那永远的惩治,
to receive their eternal punishment.
这个惩治,
and this punishment,
是到永远,
it is eternal.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
如果我们把这三件事情和十三章并在一起, 再看见当中夹上那个天上的锡安山的这一段, 你就看见,
now, if we see these three proclamations and chapter 13, and in between, it shows us the scene that is on Mount Zion, then we can see clearly what God wants to show us. And of course, all these mentions about the matters during the Great Tribulation, it has nothing to do with the church.
但是在这里却是显明那一个属灵的法则,
but it manifests to us a spiritual principle,
跟随主的路,
the way which we follow the Lord,
结果,
and the result,
背逆神的路和结果,
it also shows us when we rebel against the Lord and the result,
这个是法则,
these principles
在任何的时代里边都是准确的,
holds true in any generation.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
所以在这一段话的结尾的时候,
and so at the end of these words,
他们就说了,
they say,
圣徒的忍耐就在此, 12节,
verse 12, here is the patience of the saints.
他们是守神诫命和耶稣真道的,
They are that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus.
那也这就指出这一批就是十二章末了的那末了的那一批那个妇人的其余的儿女。
And so this shows us the remnant of the seed of the woman in chapter 4:12.
然后我们要注意一下十三节。
And then verse 13.
我听见从天上有声音说。
And I heard a voice from heaven saying,
你要写啥？
Right.
从今以后在主里面而死的人有福了。圣灵说是的，他们失了自己的劳苦，做工的果效也随着他们。
Henceforth, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. Yea, said the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them.
我轻轻地提一提。
I'm lightly mentioned this.
然后上次我再和弟兄姊妹们详细。比较细一点去留意。
And the next time, I'll go into more detail with brothers and sisters.
我要让弟兄姊妹特别注意的。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
是这一段话里面所说的那个时又是时间的问题。
It also with the has to do with the presence or the tense in which these words are spoken.
那么这一段话。
These words.
说出从今以后。
It tells henceforth.
那在主里面死的人就有福了。
Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord.
究竟这个时候是指什么时候？
And so, what time does that refer to?
是指着，当这些事情都发生了以后，还是一个其他的什么时候呢？
Does it refer to that after all these things take place, or does it refer to any other time?
记下来。
Now, according to
好像这个话是跟所宣告出来的事情有关系。
Now, according to the text, it seems like it is after all these things that this takes place.
但是如果我们细细去注意那个时间性的问题。
But if we pay careful attention to the tense,
你就知道。
Then you realize,
这又是说出一个属灵的法则。
This again shows us another spiritual principle.
弟兄姊妹，你注意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
天上那个声音怎么说呢？
What did the voice in heaven say?
你要写上。
Write.
什么时候写上呢？
When do you write?
现在就写上。
Right now.
不必等到。整个启示录里边的东西都看完了，你回头去想的时候，去记上来的时候才写上。
You do not need to have all the revelation in revelation, and then you reflect and write.
那弟兄姊妹，你读启示录，我们常常感觉困难是困难在什么地方？这是其中的一样。
So brothers and sisters, that's one of the difficulty we have in reading revelation about that.
你没有把那个时间掌握得好。
It is that we have to grasp accurately the time frame.
我们就以为整本启示录是从开头到末了都是约翰在巴莫海岛看完了整个意象的时候才再回头写下来。
In our concept, we would think that that John had all the revelation on the island of Patmos and then he reflected and wrote.
大部分是。
Mostly it is.
但其中有一些不是。
But within, there are some that are not.
其中的一件。
Here is one of them.
你现在就要写上。
Write, write it now.
你不要等到。看完以后再写。
Do not wait until you finish seeing these visions and then write it now.
这样一来，
in this way,
底下的那个事实就叫我们知道有多大的属灵的意义了。
Then the spiritual meaning within shows us how great it is.
从这个时候开始，
at this time,
那些在主里面而死的人有福了。
Blessed are they who die in the Lord.
因为他们可以歇了。他们卸了自己的劳苦。
For they may rest from their labor.
做工的果效也随着。
And their works do follow them.
我有理由相信。
I have reason to believe.
其中一个很重要的对象。
A very important object of this.
在祭坛底下，那一些上神说神啊，你不生我们流血的冤孩到几时的那一批殉道者的。
Writing to those to comfort the souls who have been martyred under the altar in previous chapters.
当然也是上帝显明过去历史历代以来跟随主的人殉道的人。
Of course, it is also writing to those who were martyred for the Lord's sake throughout the generations.
叫他们看见。他们的劳苦并没有落空
so that they would see that their labors did not fall empty
因为因着他们那样的劳苦
and it is because of their labor
神的国度要来了
the kingdom of God will come
新天新地要来
the new heaven and new earth will come
新耶路撒冷要出现了
the new Jerusalem will appear
万物都要在基督里同归于一的时候来到
and all will be summed up in one in Christ
哦，弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
这是一个好大的激励
this is a great encouragement
神在那里叫跟随他的人接受一个安慰
that God would allow for those who follow him to receive this comfort to receive this encouragement
让他们勇往直前的继续走完他们该走的路
so that as they forge ahead with courage that they would continue forward until their path would end
我们也在这一个激励和安慰的里头
and we are also in this comfort and encouragement
我想我们今天晚上停在这里吧
I think we'll end here tonight